Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Christina speaking. I hope you are doing well. And so today I have a message from the Lord. But before I share it, I want to confess that I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who has come in flesh on earth and died for our sins and was buried and rose on the third day. Hallelujah. Amen. And so before I share the message of today, I would like to share with you a few words from the Lord, which I received while I was praying for Israel and for the hostages to be brought back home. If you are praying for Israel and for the hostages, this message will encourage you, brothers and sisters. And so while I was praying, the Lord gave me two scriptures, Exodus chapter 15 and Psalm 126. You might take time to read and study these two scriptures. Pray and seek the Lord for discernment and understanding. The Lord said that the enemy of Israel is defeated. He also said that he is about to bring back the hostages to their home. Amen. He said that the destruction is about to happen in the Middle East, and this is why he's calling us to watch, pray, and be ready every day, considering that nobody knows the day or the hour except God alone. The Lord wants you to pay attention to Proverbs 24, verse 17, which says, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles." Brothers and sisters, God does not want you to rejoice when your enemy falls. Instead, he's calling us to pray for the lost, including those who have not received and accepted Jesus Christ as their God and Savior. The Lord said that those who die without having given Him their lives perish. God does not wish anyone to perish. We must understand that the Lord Jesus is the only way to heaven. There is no other way. John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." Without Jesus Christ, no one can be saved. The most important thing of all is salvation. The blood of Jesus paid the price for sin and made eternal life available for all mankind. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And so, let's pray for the conversion of sinners, brothers and sisters. Time is very short. The Lord said that what is happening in the Middle East is war between God and Satan, and God has the last say. Amen. We must understand that what is going on is a part of the prophecies which must come to pass. And so we have nothing to worry about because God is in charge of everything. All we have to do is to make sure we stay right before God and keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ until the end. The Lord talked about loving one another, including your enemies. You might take time to study Matthew chapter 5 and pay attention to verses 43 to 48, verse 44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Verse 46 says, "For if you love those who love you, what reward have you?" Brothers and sisters, without love for one another, including our enemies, it is impossible to love God. He gave me scripture, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." The Lord talked about forgiveness. Without forgiveness, no one will enter into the kingdom of heaven. He wants you to study Matthew chapter 6 and pay attention to verses 14 and 15. He said that a person who does not forgive others will not be forgiven by God. I hope you take this message very seriously, brothers and sisters. Time is very, very short. Now I am going to share with you the message I received from the Lord 2 days ago. And this message is for all people around the world. And so I heard the word 3 times. Tell all nations to repent. Tell all nations to repent. Tell all nations to repent. The voice stopped. I prayed, seeking the Lord for discernment and understanding of this message. And so I'm going to share with you what the Lord said. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. The Lord said, "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel?" The Lord said that we only have a very short time left. He said that all nations must repent. All nations must repent. This also means a call to every person, everybody, to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for repentance of all sins, iniquities, and transgressions committed against the Most High God. Repentance means go and sin no more. The Lord wants you to study and meditate on Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is about repentance. The Lord is warning those who are seeking after signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm going to share with you the scriptures he gave us to study. Pray and seek him for discernment and understanding of this message. Matthew 16, verse 4. The Lord said, "A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah." In this verse, the Lord is using the sign of the prophet Jonah, brothers and sisters, to mean his death and resurrection as the sign. You might also read and study the book of Jonah in order to understand this message. Matthew 12, verse 42. "The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. In this scripture, the Lord is talking about himself being greater than Solomon. You might read 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 6 and 7 about the Queen of the South. My understanding, brothers and sisters, is that both Nineveh and the Queen of South had one thing in common. The Lord said that they only heard the truth, and yet that was enough. The men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. The Queen of South came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and she believed. The Lord said that the problem of our generation does not take him very seriously. The Lord said that our generation does not take Jesus Christ very seriously. The Lord said that if you are waiting for a sign, it is not coming, except there is only one sign yet to come, the Son of the Man described in Matthew 24, verse 30 and 31. And if you are waiting for the Son of Man, the Lord said that at that point, it will be too late. I'm going to read Matthew 24, verse 30 and 31. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. The Lord said, brothers and sisters, he wants you to seek truth and believe truth. He said that those who seek after signs indicate an evil and adulterous heart. God wants you to believe what he says in his word. The Lord said that the signs, wonders, and miracles you are seeking after will never lead you to faith in him. He said that only his word leads to salvation. He said that only his word leads to salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And so, the Lord said, trust in me, because scripture says so. Repent your sin, because God demands it. Don't sit around waiting for more signs in order to believe. Brothers and sisters, Believe the word of God. Believe in Jesus Christ. Stop seeking after signs, wonders, and miracles. Otherwise, you will be deceived. Take the Lord Jesus Christ very seriously. I hope you take time to study these scriptures. Now, I'm going to read two more scriptures. These scriptures are very, very important to study. Pray and seek the Lord for discernment and understanding. Mark chapter 7. I am going to read from verse 20 to 23. And he said, "What comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." Please take time and read this scripture yourself. Now I am going to read Revelation 21, verse 27. "But there shall by no means, but there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." Brothers and sisters, you have heard that anything defiled will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Please take time, study these scriptures, and examine your heart. If you are doing these things, unless you repent, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Repentance is a must. Please share this video. If you have not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, turn to him right now. Receive and accept him as your God and Savior. Believe and repent all your sins before it is too late. Get baptized of water and spirit. Live a holy life and pursue peace with all people. If you do those things, you will see the face of the Lord God. Time is very, very short. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in his Son's name, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen.